Hello and welcome to Newspox. It's Monday, April the 23rd, and Zila is on holiday. She's gone to Turkey, so it's solo Newspox time. I am encouraging guests to come in and join me later in the week, because essentially I've been a bit stupid, sat in a room talking to myself. But I'm going to do it today because there's a lot of news to talk about. The big news today, Boris Yeltsin has died. It was announced a couple of hours ago. This is, you know, breaking news here. He was 76. They haven't said what was wrong with him. Fairly obvious, you know, liver disease probably. He was a terrible drinker. They were showing, when I was in the gym, they were showing footage of him. I was watching Midsomer Murders, but I could see it on another screen. Lots of funky dancing and stuff going on, which is not how I necessarily remember him, but he was a character, eh? With his funky dancing. So anyway, Yeltsin dead. In other news, there is an election going on in France. They've had an incredible turnout, 80% of people. It's ever so exciting because they have a lovely array of candidates. They've got the BNP, or the FNP, as they would be, I suppose. They've got a middle ground fella, who's Francis Bayrou. He got 18% of the votes. But in the lead, we've got the right wing Nicolas Sarkozy. He got 31%, and Seglione Royale, the pretty lady, got 25%, so it's going to be between them two, which is pretty exciting. It's a lady, ooh, and a man, so I mean he'll probably win, just because he's ahead now, so it's unlikely to think that she will overtake her. But cool, they have cool elections over there. It's not just like, you know, over here where it's just there's a lesser of two evils, really. Interesting, though, the stat I've learnt about France is that these two were both born, they're both in their 50s, so they were born post-war, and it's the first time that anyone post-war, born after the war, has ever been president of France, which shows they go for the old, wiser, older statesmen, rather than the young whippersnappers, like what we enjoy over here. I think maybe we're right, but they're wrong. They are French, after all. One whippersnapper we won't be getting is David Miliband, who has again said, I'm sure he's now ruled himself out about eight times, but it's the news again today. He has ruled himself out of the leadership challenge, and he's supporting Gordon Brown. I don't really care anymore. A man's made a tricycle that's like a helicopter. Looks a bit dangerous. I wouldn't recommend it as a method of getting to work. Ian Huntley is in the news today. He's confessed that he's a paedophile. So that's one in the eye for Maxine Carr there. GMTV are in trouble. They have been doing bad phone-ins where they've chosen the winners long before phone-ins have closed. Interestingly, the subtext, it's not really a subtext, the story behind this is it's Panorama on the BBC, which has investigated this and uncovered the story. So it does seem to be, you know, the BBC got in a bit of trouble with Blue Peter, but now they're trying to say, look, it's Lorraine Kelly's fault. And there is something quite unsavoury about Lorraine Kelly being in trouble. There's Eric Sigmund, the American psychologist who appears on the telly too much, has now announced that children under three should never be allowed to watch TV and it should be strictly rationed. You know, given that he spends most of his time blabbing on the TV, you know, is it biting the hand that feeds? Who knows? I don't know. I am disturbed that children who are very young have TVs in their rooms. That seems weird. I certainly didn't have one until I was quite old, when I mainly watched Blackadder on video, which is educational. I've learnt most of what I know about history from Blackadder, which is not very much. I watch an awful lot of TV, and it hasn't done me any harm. I'm quite clever, in a weird way, and not bad at pub quizzes. A man has been trying to sell his kidney on eBay. Not necessarily on eBay, it was certainly on the internet, and he's going to be in trouble. It's his own kidney, he's trying to sell it for £24,000 to sell off his debts, because we are, of course, debt crisis Britain. He's now being charged, probably the first person to be be charged under the offences under the Human Tissue Act 2004. So, I mean, it's his kidney. I don't know if it's morally wrong to sell it or not. Probably is, really. You should donate it to a relative or something. Wait till someone needs it. Top of the Pops last night is Beyonce with Shakira, with their song Beautiful Liar. It's number one. It's knocked off Timbaland, and it's kept the Arctic Monkeys off the number one spot. The interesting thing, of course, about Beyonce and Shakira is that they both have bottoms. Cameron Diaz bought a nice £30,000 designer dress, had a cheeseburger while she was wearing it, spilt all the cheese down herself, it's terribly greasy. She just had to bin it, she couldn't even give it to a chazza because it was ruined. So there's a, only eat non-greasy food, perhaps just grapes or something, fruit, that'll come out, won't it? Apart from, don't eat beetroot, I don't know if that's fruit or veg, I think it's a vegetable. Don't eat beetroot when you're wearing a designer dress. The average house price in Britain has... this is depressing. It's too expensive for me to buy a house. Television's bad for you. I don't know what I've got to look forward to anymore. Nothing. Nothing. I can't buy a house. I can't watch telly. Anyway, the average house price in every town in Britain is now about above £100,000. The cheapest place is Lochgelly in Fife. And who wants to live there? No one. It's £104,000. Apparently in Camden, the local papers are saying today, the average price is £500,000. There are some very nice houses in Camden, but there are also some really quite scraggy houses. That's why they give it in averages. Mila Jovovich, the actress, model and designer, very attractive young lady, interestingly, is now obsessed with Greggs the Bakers. She came over to visit her boyfriend, who lives in Newcastle, became addicted to Greggs pasties, and they're trying to recruit her for a new campaign, which would be better than Paddy from Max and Paddy, whose name I can't remember. Yeah, that's a bad advert. Alec Baldwin, what an arsehole! Him and Kim Basinger, his ex-wife, are fighting over the custody of their daughter, Ireland, who is 11. And he was supposed to ring her at an appointed time. He did, but she didn't answer, and then he left her a really, really horrible message, calling her a thoughtless little pig and a selfish, and going, I don't care how old you are, 11 or 12, you're a silly cow. Really nasty message, which then got leaked, probably by Kim Basinger, to the press, so everyone's heard it now. What an asshole. He's apologised, but poor kid, that's going to end up screwed up. Bluebell Madonna's offspring, the spawn of Halliwell, has been christened, and most of the Spice Girls there, but not Mel B, because she's probably still in America looking after a little custodyless baby. Emma Bunton's there, she's looking well porky because she's pregnant. Not because she's fat. Spider-Man 3, that's out soon. I don't know if it's going to be any good. I fell asleep during Spider-Man 2. But I watched the end of it again the other day. I still didn't really understand what was going on. The vast majority of blogs on top social websites contain potentially offensive material, study shows. I don't know who's writing this, but it certainly isn't me. I mean, we do say the word cunt a lot, but I like to think it's not that offensive. Maybe I'm wrong. Certainly, we don't have any pornographic, apart from that time we put those pictures of Heather Mills, but you couldn't even see her nipples. So, it's not me, but a lot of people are putting porn on MySpace and YouTube. There you go, that's where to get it. It's St. George's Day today. And tell you what, it doesn't say that on my calendar. It tells you when all the religious, well, it tells you when Easter is. Actually, it only tells you when bank holidays is, it doesn't even say Easter Day. So that's probably why it's not on the calendar. Anyway, it's St. George's Day. One in three young urbanites, whoever they are, don't know it's St. George's Day today. Probably because they've got the same calendar as me. Yeah, we're all ignorant about it. And nobody really cares. And nobody wears, you're supposed to wear a rose apparently today, but nobody does. I don't know if we should be more patriotic or not, really. We've got quite a nice flag, I suppose. But I think because we're a bit more confident than, say, the Welsh or the Scottish, and not as up for the crack as the Irish, we probably just don't, we're not asked, really. We have enough, you know. If we've got a bank holiday out of it, I'm sure everyone would be up for celebrating. There's a new advertising campaign coming out by the British Heart Foundation, encouraging people to exercise more. They are saying you need to do 30 minutes of exercise each day. This will cut the risk of heart disease and other illnesses. It's suggesting various ones you can do. Taking the stairs. I mean, you're going to have to live pretty high up to do that for half an hour. I did 20 minutes on the Stairmaster the other day, and I think I did 93 floors. So that's quite hard. Swimming, walking the dog, gardening, dancing, washing the car, vacuuming. Sex is the interesting one there. And they've got an advert, and you can see a man's bottom on the advert because it's saucy, and they're suggesting do some sex and some swimming. And there's also a man mowing the lawn in a swimming pool. That's not advisable. And pointless, because how often do you get grass in a swimming pool? Almost half of British divorce cases last year involved a private detective. This is interesting to me, because I always wanted to be a private detective when I was younger, and I'm thinking there's obviously a market for it, and maybe that would be a better career for me. A year ago, it was only 18%, but now 49%. Maybe this is these people are being a bit more sneaky, and they need a proper detective to follow them around, rather than just a wife, you know, looking for lipstick on the collar, reading the text messages. A sex toy has been made for a dog. You know what dogs are like. They like to, arouse themselves on your leg, for example. Now they've got their own little animal thing. It's quite an unattractive thing. It's white, fairly formless. I mean, obviously it's got four legs. I can't really tell what its back's like or its bum, because there's a little terrier humping it. But its face certainly doesn't look like a cute dog's face. Apparently its hips are the key bit. That's got hips like a female dog, so that's pretty... and it's got some special techno gel skin to keep it soft. It's not hairy though, which you'd think would be, you know, something that's attractive to another dog, is having a lovely mane and back and tail of hair. Apparently not. So I'd be interested to see if they take off. I suspect not. Another thing about pets here, dogs don't like grapes. Well, they like grapes, but they can't eat them because it gives them kidney failure, as do sultanas and raisins, which are dried grapes. Probably they can't drink wine as well, I'd have thought, if it's that whole sort of grape family thing. Some dogs are falling ill after munching through mince pies and Christmas puddings. Onions, chocolate and macadamia nuts are also dangerous. If you do have a dog, mainly feed it dog food. It's my recommendation. Phil Collins, he's being mocked, kinda, in a new initiative for charity. The 60 copies of No Jacket Required have been bought from charity shops on eBay. Now, I don't know about you, but I do occasionally go through the racks for records in charity shops. It wasn't easy to find that many. They've said 6 months trawling charity shops, but they're clearly not going to the right charity shops, because there's usually at least two in every charity shop you go in. So, you know, they've only taken 30 charity shops, which isn't that many, really. Certainly not trawling. Celebrities have been given a copy of No Jacket Required, and then they've defaced the cover with pictures of themselves rather than Phil Collins. It's going to be an exhibition, raising funds for children in hunger, of which Collins is a patron because of that song we did about Another Day in Paradise, probably. That might be all the news. I tell you what, it's a lot shorter when there's not Zena babbling on about, you know, adverts and things. It was London Marathon yesterday. It's very hot. a man has died. He was 22. I'm glad I did not run the marathon. Gordon Ramsay did it. He did it in 4 hours and 20. He said it was hot. It was like running in a desert, apart from, you know, roads and that. No camels. And it wasn't as hot as in a desert. Floella Benjamin's done it. She's 58, and this is her 9th marathon. So this was the hardest one. Nell McAndrew, she's done it. Said she went round with her mum, who held her back, because it meant five and a half hours next time she's going on her own. She's still under 3 hours, she reckons. There's a picture of Nigel Kennedy here, and we were discussing his hair. He's gone for a sort of semi-crew cut, and still got a bit of a flat top. I'd like to discuss that with Zina, to be honest, but she's not here, she's in Turkey. Telly tonight. Yep, there's nothing on. Sopranos, if you like that, at 11 o'clock. That's rubbish tonight. Oh dear, I think I should go to the pub. Alright, thanks for listening. Mercifully short. Hopefully tomorrow, or the day after, next time we do a podcast, there'll be a guest here. There'll be some banter. There'll be some laughing. Not just a constant barrage of my voice, which is dull. Thank you, and goodbye.